My guest says that 80% of illnesses are tied to an emotional cause. When the emotional crisis is solved, people are miraculously healed. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I'm here with Art Mathias, and there is a supernatural link between emotional problems and physical illness. Now, Art, you first became aware of this when your own sister got sick with fibroid tumors, and I know a lot of women with this condition, and it's quite debilitating.
It's very disconcerting for them because the worry that is this cancerous or will it become cancerous can be also disfiguring. It creates a tremendous fear for the future. And obviously the ladies would like for the tumors to be gone. And in my sister's case, as she explained it to me, as she worked through emotional roots in bitterness with females in her life, our mother, misunderstandings with mom, with misunderstandings with the mother-in-law, the tumors disappeared.
Now, wait, you say as she worked through, what did she have to do?
Scripture teaches that if we forgive, then we are forgiven ourselves. And as she forgave mom for the things that, in her perception, that had bothered her throughout her life, one breast cleared up immediately, but the other one didn't. And the Lord revealed to her that she had things that she was holding against her mother-in-law. And as she worked through those things and forgave her mother-in-law, she didn't talk to mom or to the mother-in-law. She dealt with those things between her and God and asked God to forgive her for holding the grudges, for holding the resentments, and then forgave herself. And as she did that, the tumors disappeared.
How do you know it wasn't the doctor's medicine?
To my knowledge, she wasn't taking any medicine. She had gone and had it diagnosed. But there is no medical cure. The doctors have no way of removing the tumors except through surgery.
So what he's saying is, when she chose to forgive, it opened her up to the healing love of God.
Amen.
To totally do away with those fibroid tumors. And as Art was speaking, I saw someone with a hearing aid, and you're taking it right out of your ear because you can hear now. It got very loud. That's what it is. You were just healed by that same supernatural touch of God. Art, you started then getting sick. What happened to you?
It's an interesting story. In February of 1997, I was in Alaska. We have snow machines. I was riding a snowmobile, and I rolled one over on top of me. And
it sounds awful.
Well, yes, it ended up being
very
awful.
It's not like a car that you got the little protection.
Well, no seat belts, no crash helmets, you know, that type of thing. But I didn't realize it, but 5 days after I rolled the snow machine over me, on top of me, my shoulder and right arm just cramped up. I didn't know what the cause was. Went to doctors, got some physical therapy. The cramping went away. Then in the fall of 97, the cramping and tremendous pain came back. By Christmas of 97, my right arm and right shoulder had atrophied to the point where I had hardly any bicep, no tricep left, most of my forearm was gone, my hand was thin. And I was scared.
I can understand.
And the doctors, I went to them, they said, well, you got something wrong on your shoulder. Did an MRI on the shoulder, nothing wrong on my shoulder. Finally, when someone suggested I see a doctor called a physiatrist, these doctors do nerve conduction studies. So they stick needles in and run electricity between two points. It's as fun as it sounds.
Did it hurt?
Yes, very much. Hmm. The big blunt needles they stick in and the electricity is very painful. And this doctor told me that there was damage to nerves in my neck and sent me for an exam on my neck. And the exam showed that I had four discs that were either fragmented or badly ruptured that were putting tremendous pressure on my spinal cord. The doctor says you're lucky to not be paralyzed from your neck down, and that the nerve damage in your arm will never come back. Mm. You'll never regain use of your arm. I had surgery then in January of 1998 to fuse four vertebrae in my neck together. And coming out of that surgery, I was more scared than I was going into the surgery. And as you can imagine, that type of a surgery is not something anybody wants to go through. They took bone off my hip, put it in my neck, and fused four vertebrae. But coming out of it, I was terrified. A fear had overcome me, and I became very, very sensitive to everything, to any clothing. Somebody could be 4 or 5 feet away from me wearing a polypropylene jacket, and I'd have a reaction. I would cramp in my muscles. Mm. I'd get the burning sensation from nerve pain. I didn't know what it was. I became allergic to sensitive to almost every food, almost every clothing. There was over 100 things that bothered me that had never bothered me before.
Your life was getting very complex.
Very complex, very much controlled by fear of the present, fear of the future. And I didn't know what to do. Went to Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale. They confirmed that I had neuropathies.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
They confirmed that I had what they call small fiber neuropathy. The small nerves in my hands and my feet were dying, and it was progressive. It was coming up my arms and up my legs. The prognosis was that, you know, in 2 or 3 years, it would progress to the autonomic nervous system, and then I would die. I was...
just from us, it started with a snowmobile accident and just kept progressing.
The snowmobile accident, in reality, and the resulting surgery, was the final straw that destroyed my immune system. I didn't understand this at the time, but now looking back at it, I know what happened. Our immune systems are very sensitive to our thoughts and our emotions. And if we live in anger or bitterness or resentment, I lived in resentment. I didn't even know it. I thought resentments were just a part of life. You know, things happen. Mm-hmm. We resent those things.
Can you live beyond that?
Oh, yes, thank God.
I'll tell you what, we'll be back in just a moment because I think all of us want to find out the keys to live beyond that. I mean, it's your life.
Amen.
Be right back.
YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter. I'm here with Art Mathias, and everything's going fine. He has a snowmobile accident, and one thing leads to another. His whole immune system is breaking down. He's got a death sentence in 2 years. He's allergic to everything, even nylon socks he's allergic to. He just comes close to someone with certain materials or certain things in the air. He went from being a normal person to being a prisoner, really.
Very much a prisoner.
Well, did you try alternative medicine?
Yes, I did. When you're sick, Sid, you try anything and everything that you hear about. I tried many forms of alternative medicine, and some parts of those helped a little bit. Some parts of it, in my case, dealt with fear. And fear was one of the biggest causes of where I was at, of the creating and perpetuating the problem.
You know, I think it wasn't just a problem with you. I think fear is a problem with many of our viewers right now. And a lot of people are in denial, but it really is a problem. So the alternative medicine, it didn't solve your problem. Where'd you go from there?
In November of 1998, I learned of a teaching from a pastor through my sister that we've already talked about. And this teaching taught that what I had was an environmental illness. Multi-chemical sensitivity is another name for it. And that the root of it starts with bitterness. And in time, that bitterness will erode the immune system. The T cells become weak, and the B cell proliferates, and out of the B cell is an antigen-antibody relationship. And that if we will forgive, if we will release people from the things that they have done to us, and release ourselves, and forgive ourselves, and ask God to forgive us for the things that we've done that we're not proud of, then the immune system settles down. We speak healing to it. We ask the immune system to be restored. It is restored through that process. Then we commit to the Lord Jesus in dealing with the fears. We ask God to take the fears away from us, the fear of today, the fear of what might happen tomorrow, the fear of the things that are allergens to us. He takes those away from us. And I'll never forget January the 7th, 1999.
Sam. What happened to you?
On that day, I was sitting in a condominium room in Hawaii, just struggling through these teachings and asking God, is this of you? Is this where I need to be going? And I'd been forgiving. I had learned that some of the things that I had kept in me was really a root of bitterness. And I didn't realize that. I was perishing from my lack of knowledge. And as I learned this and I forgave, and on January the 7th, 1999, I commanded the fear to leave me. I just commanded it to go in the name of Jesus. And it did. And immediately, it was like 50 pounds taken off my back. And the allergies were gone.
So the connection was forgiveness and then the commanding this fear to leave you.
That's correct.
But you had a death sentence by the doctors, 2 years to live.
Well, that was part of the fear. God took that fear away also. He gave me hope for the future. I'm no longer afraid. I'm excited about the future.
All right, what about all of those allergies?
I was allergic to over 50 foods. I was allergic to almost any clothing. Nylon dress socks would make my feet cramp up into hard little balls. Mm. It hurt tremendously. It took me a couple of days after January 7th to realize it, but I wasn't allergic to any food any longer. I could eat anything with no pain. God took that just like that. Mm. It took me 2 months to get enough guts to put nylon dress socks back on again.
I can imagine.
They hurt so much.
With that cramping.
Yes. I put them on 2 months later and they didn't hurt. But it's a strange thing with fears. I noticed a few hours later that my foot was hurting again. And I said, what's happening? And I looked at my foot, especially my right foot, and I said, fear, I command you to leave me. And pain, I command you to go away in the name of Jesus. The pain went away. Mm. And it comes back. It attempts to come back. The fear wants to come back. The pain in my life wanted to come back. And as I learned the process, I learned how the fear can come back, recognized it, commanded it to leave, it left just like that. And after about 6 months of that battle, it doesn't battle me anymore. It's gone.
It's almost like a bully.
That's right.
And as long as it knows it can bite and get a reaction, it'll stick around. But once it finds out it can't, it goes.
That's correct. That's how our enemy is in this life. He is a bully or attempts to be a bully. But we have that authority through our Savior Jesus not to let Satan be a bully.
Now, tell me just real quick of one person that you taught these same things to that got healed.
The person that comes to mind is a lady that came to me a little over a year ago, last October. She weighed 79 pounds, about 5'5". She was allergic to every food. The only thing she could eat was the little Ensure drink. She would sip on that. She would sip maybe 2 cans of that a day, and it would give her tremendous stomach cramps to the point that she was getting about 2 hours sleep at night. We started working through her. You know, this was a lady that professed Christianity, a Christian for over 20 years, beautiful Christian woman. But she was perishing because of her lack of knowledge. And as we worked through with her in areas of bitternesses, resentments, her immune system healed. And within 10 days, she was eating over 50 foods and gained 7 or 8 pounds back. And from October to Christmas, she gained almost 20 pounds. And today, her weight is normal. In fact, I teased her a couple months ago when I last saw her, "You're getting kind of pudgy." And it was a fun time.
Yeah, you know, Art, we have a lot of viewers right now, and you're suffering from problems. We're going to find out how you can get relief right in this next segment. Don't go away. Before we get back to Art, let's go to Janie in the control room and find out who's up next week. Janie?
Sid, you'll be interviewing an Israeli Jewish man who had an operation that caused him to be paralyzed. The surgeon just happened to make a mistake. And so he tried everything to be healed, and nothing worked. But one day he was watching TV, and a supernatural power healed him, and he's not paralyzed anymore.
I'm looking forward to that, Janie, but I'll tell you what. I believe that same supernatural power is going to happen when we go back to Art Mathias.
Oh, there's going to be amazing miracles that'll happen.
Thank you, Janie. Art, I've got to ask you this. Will the people that are viewing right now be able to be set free if they follow what you're going to tell them?
Yes, they will be. Sid, I know someone out there right now is listening that, as we have talked, a person has came to their mind, someone that they have resentment against, someone that they have held bitterness against, someone that they have hated maybe, someone that they have murdered maybe with their words. But I would ask those that are listening, if you would simply think about the person.
I have to interrupt you. When you made the statement, murdered with their words,
yes.
Give me an example.
Any way we put ourselves down or put others down is murder with the tongue. So if I have said horrible things or even little mm-hmm. things about other people or myself, that is murder with the tongue. And it carries the same penalty in our lives as physical murder, because it kills. It destroys ourselves and it destroys those around us.
But what if what you're saying is true, mm-hmm. but it's very negative?
It is true, but if it's negative, we need to change. We need to do what God has told us to do. We need to say things that build others up.
And can these things cause us
yes.
to have illnesses?
Yes. As we repeat negative things, as we speak in our hearts, as we believe in our hearts about ourselves or about others, that's what happens. Those words become self-fulfilling prophecies. And if we put ourselves down, if we say that we're stupid, then we're going to act like that. And we need to change. We don't need to do that type of behavior, because when we curse ourselves, we curse our Maker. And God made us in His image.
So there are people viewing us right now
yes.
that have put down other people,
That's
put
right.
down themselves, have unforgiveness towards people. What can we do?
Well, I would like those people to, if they're willing, to pray through a prayer that we use to lead us to God, to seek His face in these matters. And I believe that there are those that if they will do that, God will reach into their hearts and heal them and touch them.
Oh, I'm ready. I'll say that prayer with
okay.
you.
Okay. Well, I would like whoever is listening to think of the person that's hurt them the most, the person and the thing they did. Let that feeling come up. I want you to feel that hurt and that pain of what someone did to you, or maybe the thing that you did yourself, whatever that is. And pray this prayer with me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And by the power of His blood.
And by the power of His blood.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me.
I ask you, Lord Jesus, to forgive me.
Or forgive this person. Forgive this person for what they did. Use their name and what they did.
Or forgive, I'll say, this person.
Okay. For what they did.
For what they did.
And by the act of my will,
By the act of my will,
I purpose and choose to release that person from their debts or obligations to me.
To totally release that person from their debts or obligation to me.
And Satan, in the power of Jesus, I cancel your authority over me in this memory. I have forgiven.
I have complied with what God has taught.
Your authority is canceled.
And Holy Spirit,
I invite you to come into my heart and heal me of this pain.
And Holy Spirit, speak your words of truth.
To me.
And
we ask people then just to pause for a moment and allow God to speak His truth into their hearts. And the Holy Spirit is saying to people right now, you're forgiven. He is saying, I love you. He is saying, it's over with. He is saying those beautiful words to people all across the nation as they're listening and allowing the Holy Spirit to speak in their hearts.
Well, Art, I can just tell you what's going on in this studio right now. I can just report that there is a manifest presence. It's very soft. It's very peaceful of the Shekinah glory.
Amen.
Of the presence of God. And you know where that presence is, there is healing. And I believe that everyone that said that prayer and meant it, you've just opened yourself up more to the love of God. Tell me about a few people, specific people. I like to hear about them that have been healed of. What about women that can't have children? Is there a connection?
Yes, there is. And often we find that in an autoimmune response where the immune system is attacking the body, a woman that is unable to conceive or conceives and has multiple miscarriages, that their immune system is attacking the umbilical cord. And as the lady learns to appreciate herself, learns to believe who she is in God, that God has written her essence on the palms of His hands, that He has chosen her from before the foundations of the world, that she is special, that she's a special creation, and to stop putting herself down, to stop saying words that curse herself and say words that bless herself, to say words that are God's truth, then that autoimmune response discontinues. The attack on the umbilical cord stops, and pregnancies are completed. It's a miracle what God will do.
You have found that there are actually roots for specific diseases.
Yes.
And when you can get rid of the emotional roots, then the diseases. In fact, I mean, you list one disease after another and explain how to attack it, if you will. It's a war.
It's a war. We are in a war, whether we like it or not, with Satan. And we have the tools to win. They're God's tools.
Did you hear what he just said? We have the tools to win. They're God's tools. And whatever disease that you have, Art has found that the majority of diseases are connected with things such as unforgiveness, bitterness, judging. You know, the Bible says we'll be held accountable for every word that we speak. That's, you kind of pass over that, but if that be true, and I believe it's true, we better be very careful what comes out of our mouth. We're only supposed to say things that are good and pure and lovely and of good report. Boy, wouldn't the world be a whole lot better if our friends did that, even behind our back as well as to our face? Why don't you become that friend? And the only way you can become that friend is to know a friend yourself. And that friend is Jesus, the King of the Jews. He's real. He loves you. He has a purpose for your life. He has a position that he wants to bring you into to fulfill your destiny. But the choice is yours. He's already chosen. He's chosen you. He has chosen you. Tell him, I want you, God. I'm desperate for you, Almighty God.